In this episode, find out what you should do if your target customer doesn't like video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
What up, y'all? You know, apparently my 8-year-old nephew knows I'm the video marketing guy because he said, "Uncle Todd, would you film me doing some unboxing toy review videos?" How cool is that, right? Super excited that he even asked me and wanted to do it. You know, I already know what you're thinking. I can hear you already asking yourself, I wonder if Todd's going to sing in this episode. You know, because I pretty much have in most of the other ones. But you never know. We're just going to have to see if it fits in. In a moment, I'm going to explain what you can do if your industry doesn't prefer video. But first, let's get caught up on the latest news for video marketing masters. All right, so look, in the news, it's been an interesting week. A ton of video marketing information on Entrepreneur Magazine's website. Contributor Chuck Cohn wrote, according to Online Publisher Association, 80% of individuals can recall a video advertisement. For many in the business world, this is a powerful statistic, especially when combined with Comscore's finding that 64% of people are more likely to buy a product or a service online after watching a video about it. It's pretty interesting. So 80% of individuals can recall a video advertisement that they saw in the last 30 days, and 64% of people are more likely to buy a product or service video. That's pretty convincing power right there. Fierce CMO reports that Adobe unveiled a video marketing analytics solution. Adobe for Video gives marketers measurement tools to gauge and illustrate video performance, which is becoming increasingly important as videos evolved into a major platform for marketers. Now, check this out. You, as a listener of this podcast, have been a part of this for the last 40 weeks. This is episode 41. You've been watching how we're way ahead of the curve presenting the latest details. If you've been following me since I got started on this way back in 2007, well, you've been light years ahead. And as one of our commitments to our listeners of this podcast, we're going to make sure that you always know where the biggest information is. And I've been signaling the alarm on this topic for years. If you go back to my interview with Greg Jarboe, you'll notice that, look, I'm a little irritated when tracking audience engagement for sales prospects isn't listed in as big as video marketing trends. It's the biggest marketing trend. It's the biggest video trend. And it's where all business is headed. If you want to listen to that interview, you want to hear me get a little bit irritated, go to wirebuzz.com/3. Hey, the Hollywood Reporter reports that people who want to watch video on Twitter will now be able to do so from their living rooms. Now, Twitter on Wednesday announced the launch of streaming video apps for Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Xbox One. The free apps, which don't require a person to log into Twitter to watch video, will feature all live streaming video that is available on Twitter, including its package of 10 NFL Thursday night football games. You know, Christo, that's over here working on the podcast, he's a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. And me, I grew up, I hope I didn't just out you. Are you okay with that? You're a Jaguar fan. And I grew up in Los Angeles. And so growing up in Los Angeles and being an NFL fan, I'm just a football orphan because those teams just got up and left me. So I've got issues, but nonetheless, Twitter has also struck deals for live streaming content from the NBA, Pac-12 networks. Listeners of this podcast also know that one more exciting network, Bloomberg News, will be live streaming their video. So now you can again skip over Bloomberg on yet another device. Thank God for that. A special thank you to the Hollywood Reporter for mentioning Bloomberg's live streaming so I could heckle the financial news network yet again on this podcast. Did you hear about the Czech man who shot the Hillary Clinton fainting video? Now, this might be the biggest viral video story of 2016. Recoding is reporting that Zdeněk Zad, the man who shot the footage Sunday morning on 9/11, the anniversary, and shot that video of Hillary as she fainted getting into the vehicle. That guy is set to make more than $100,000 on his video. Now, the jarring video of Hillary Clinton being carried into the van has been a huge story, and it is also a moneymaker for Rupert Murdoch. Now, Murdoch's News Corp, which owns Fox News Channel, Murdoch also is the owner of Storyful, a company that sources and distributes user-generated video. And Storyful is representing Ghazad, the man who shot the footage Sunday morning. Now, Ghazad's video is freely available on Twitter. I mean, we've all seen it 1,000 times, right? Impossible to not watch it. But let's talk about the business behind it because, you know, on Twitter, it's already been retweeted more than 37,000 times. Anybody can embed the video. But Storyful has been charging news organizations that want to use the video in broadcasts or other packages thousands of dollars for usage rights. Since Sunday, Storyful's been able to charge a couple $100,000 for the rights of the 20-second clip, says Storyful CEO Rahul Chopra. Now, the money is going to be split between Storyful and Ghazad will get a majority of that money, Chopra said. So you've got to be asking yourself, how did the man who shot this random chance video know to make money off of the video? And even more importantly, how did he know to turn his video over to Storyful? Well, it's actually a really interesting backstory of the business of video marketing. Now, within a couple of hours, Ghazad was inundated with requests and he stopped answering his phone. But Storyful, they were actually really crafty. They found out by going through social media and the internet that if Ghazad wasn't going to answer his phone, they should reach a family member. And so Storyful contacted Ghazad's brother who lives in the Czech Republic. The brother organized a Skype call between his brother, Ghazad, who filmed the video, and Storyful. And Storyful began immediately. And after all parties agreed to a contract, Storyful immediately began contacting TV networks and news publishers who've been using the video. And guess what? They started negotiating fees. Now, those fees vary depending on the size of the publisher and the way they want to use the video and the amount of time they want to use it. Chopra says that in some cases, publishers have agreed to pay tens of thousands of dollars for the footage. Some have also said that they don't have to pay a penny for the rights, arguing that the display of the video falls under the fair use doctrine in the U.S. copyright law. But Chopra says he's consistently won those debates so far, citing precedent upon precedent. Look, if you want to know more about this story, just go to wirebuzz.com/41. And in our show notes, we've got a link to this full story. That's funny. The story is about Storyful, and I end with this full story. So what's Twitter been up to this week in video? Well, the Motley Fools are reporting social media companies have been aggressively betting on video lately. Well, this shouldn't be the first time that you hear this. Listeners of this show, we've been keeping you up to speed on this developing story. Now, according to Facebook, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, also known as the Big Zuck, said that video is one of the most important trends. And in his own words, during the Barcelona Mobile World Congress, the Big Zuck said, quote, "I just think that we're going to be in a world a few years from now where a vast majority of the content that people consume online will be video." Mark his words, mark my words, be there, plant your flag, and make sure your business is communicating in video if you want to get the best results. So Twitter is creating more monetization opportunities with video, but perhaps more importantly, the company is also increasing incentives for video creators to deliver more and better content. Why is video so attractive to the brain trust at Facebook and Twitter? Because they've seen stats from their audience, and collectively, they have a population size that they can analyze of over 2 billion monthly users. That number is ridiculous. And maybe you've heard me explain that when I ran digital marketing for the 7 largest nationally syndicated talk shows in Hollywood, I had access to the same thing that Twitter and Facebook use when understanding where consumers are going. Now, each show I worked on had 20 to 30 million weekly listeners. And these are the largest radio shows in the country. And part of my job was to analyze the analytics on the back end and figure out which types of content we're getting the best results from our huge audiences. What Facebook knows is exactly what Twitter knows, and it's exactly what the listeners of this podcast knows. And it's what I saw in 2003 to 2007 when I was stuck in Hollywood working. People are four times more likely to watch a video than read text. People prefer video because it feels like entertainment, and reading feels like work. Facebook and Twitter know that people are three times more likely to share a video, which helps Facebook and Twitter market their brand, their service, and their users' content. It's exactly like your business when you use video. And people are 144% more likely to buy after watching a product or service video. Now, those are market signals, and they have been screaming at me for the last 13 years. Facebook and Twitter have been shifting to a video-first business model because video gets the best results possible. But what about your business? Are you shifting? Are you adjusting? Are you working to communicate better? That's always the key, right? Every salesperson modifies, perfects, and polishes their presentations. And when you start to use video and you move away from text, people process and convert quicker. And that's a really fun environment to be playing in. Occasionally, people push back at me. And at some point, they say something like, well, Todd, you know, those are people on social media. And people in my industry, they may not prefer video. Really? People in your industry have completely different impulsive motivational factors than 2 billion visitors that go to Facebook and Twitter? Where do you think your target customer shares video that they had from their latest ski trip or the view of snow coming down from his office window or video of his daughter singing at church? Where do you think he watches highlights from his beloved Green Bay Packers? Or where do you think he went to watch Apple's keynote announcement last week about the new iPhone he wants to buy? The evidence is everywhere. Now, you may be hesitant to change the way you do business, but your industry has no problem adjusting because it's always evolving. With or without you, it's evolving. And the largest daily aggregator of consumer interests, probably the largest study on humans that's ever been performed, proves your customers widely prefer video. Can you name another business research study that evaluates 2 billion people? How about a business study that explains without a shadow of a doubt how they best respond to information? You know, the larger the population size, the smaller the margin of error. So it's not wise to think that your industry is filled with people who are statistical anomalies. People are people. You, me, and your target customer, we all have very similar emotional motivational factors. In fact, AOL recently conducted a global research study that discovered which emotions motivate consumers to engage with content, including video content. And the research focused on why consumers engage with content across 8 different markets around the world: Brazil, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, Spain, the UK, and of course, the US. AOL analyzed over 55,000 content moments. Now, a content moment is defined as an occasion when people engage with a specific form of content. These content moments, these are 55,000 pieces of content, such as articles, audio, or video. And AOL's results revealed that there are 8 kinds of motivational factors, 8 emotions that drive audience engagement. All content engagement falls into 8 kinds of emotions, which I'm going to break down for you one at a time, okay? People need to be in the know, okay? That's one of them. Like, they want the latest information. People need to be comforted. People need to feel connected. People need to be entertained. They need to feel good, which is probably where porn fits into this. People need to find, which is like discovery, which is like a business person. People need to be inspired, which is like a testimonial. And people need to be updated socially about their community and events, all right? Those are the 8 kinds of emotions that people need. So don't think for a second that your target customers are somehow different from you, me, and the 2 billion Facebook and Twitter visitors. The good Lord made each of us very similar. We respond in very similar ways. And it doesn't matter if your target customer is a medical oncologist that really loves nerdy research science, or if your target customer is an IT director that may need your SaaS service, or a wealthy angel investor interested in learning about your startup, or the culture, or the product or service that you're building and about to launch. Your job is to always be optimizing the way your target customers learn, process, analyze, remember about your product or service. I'm not beholden to video. I'm devoted to results. You should be too. And what I really hear when people push back, when they are telling me that they're like, you know, my customers might not be interested in video. What I'm really hearing is that you might not be prepared to adjust to a changing consumer. That's a whole different story. What I'm really hearing is that you might have fear or trepidation or concern about the extravagance of the expense of video. That's a different story, because the expense of video might be higher than text, but if people are four times more likely to be watching a video about your product or service, and when people watch it, they're 144% more likely to buy, then you're really making a horrible investment on text, because the text isn't converting. And you should be thinking about how you optimize the way people buy your product or service, all right? So just to be clear, if skywriting got the best comprehension, if skywriting got the best memory recall or conversion, I'd own a fleet of skywriting planes, because I'm a marketer first. I'm devoted to results, but skywriting isn't the most effective, and neither is text or audio. It is video, and I only want to provide the best tools that create the biggest results, and that is why I'm a video marketer. If video failed, I would pack up and move on, because I always need to be providing the best service possible, converting at the highest rates, and you should too, even if you mistakenly think that your target customer isn't interested in video. All right, so our crew was out at Baylor University, the School of Medicine, creating more videos for them. We've been doing a lot of work for them over the years. And I was in Reno, met up with the crew 36 hours in Reno this week. We had a crew of four up there. You know, Fast Company broke the news story yesterday morning. As I was on location with a four-person Wirebuzz crew in Reno, Nevada, working with our client 23andMe. The 23andMe is the direct-to-consumer genetics juggernaut. And as Fast Company reported on the event that we were at, the DNA testing company, 23andMe, and the governor's office, the governor of Nevada, are aiming for learnings that might keep Nevadans, and really the rest of us, healthier. Consumer genetics company 23andMe has seen a big spike in inbound requests from researchers that might want to study its 1.2 million strong genetics database. Now it's collaborating with one of the biggest research partners yet, the governor's office in Nevada. Now the goal for the research, it's a joint research study, and it's to work with local partners to better understand the various population-wide health risks facing citizens in the state of Nevada, which ranks 37th in public health. Now, 23andMe is doing something pretty cool. They're offering free access to its $199 spit test to the first 5,000 Northern Nevadans who qualify for the free trial. And in return, they're going to receive a really in-depth report about their ancestry and some of their health traits, including if they carry specific genetic variations or risks, like maybe like cystic fibrosis. If you want to learn more about the event that Wirebuzz covered, go to wirebuzz.com/41. And we filmed in Reno last night until the sun went down. We raced to the airport, and two flights later, we landed back in Phoenix with amazing content that's going to be used in multiple ways to help our client expand their impact. It was a super exciting 36 hours in Reno, Nevada. Now, if you've got a question that you'd like to ask, maybe a future episode or a topic, an expert you'd like to pitch me, just go to wirebuzz.com/pitch, and it'll go directly to me. If there's a question, I'm happy to answer it. I'm a nerd for this stuff, and I love giving really smart video marketing advice. Getting started is often the most difficult part. So to help you create the right videos for your business, WireBuzz created a topic selection worksheet, and it can be downloaded at wirebuzz.com/topics. That's wirebuzz.com/topics. This topic selection worksheet will help you and your business put the right feet forward. All right, all right. So this has been a fun episode. Mostly news. You know, there's been a lot of really interesting news. You found out about Entrepreneur's article that 80% of individuals can recall a video advertisement that they've seen in the last 30 days, and that 64% of people are more likely to buy a product or service online after viewing a video about it. I also told you that Adobe has unveiled Adobe Analytics for Video, which gives marketers measurement tools to better gauge and illustrate video performance. And really, this is all coming back down. If video is a juggernaut for business, then how do you prove out ROI? I also gave you information about Twitter and its adjustment to live streaming video. I heckled Bloomberg a bit. I told you about the guy who filmed the video about Hillary Clinton and the $100,000 that he set to make, and really the business behind all of that. And then we talked about the Motley Fools and how Twitter and Facebook are making their adjustments and why. But I also spent time on what you should be thinking if you actually believe, or somebody in your organization believes, that your target customer doesn't like video, and how foolish that would be to your business's bottom line. Big picture, we're going to continue here at WireBuzz to bring you the latest information about video marketing. We do that because we're educating ourselves, moving very quickly, and we want to make sure that as a devoted listener to this podcast, that we're giving you information so you can help your business and even your career as you become a video marketing master.